We're less than a week till Kavos HaTorah, till Shavuos, and we wanted to take the opportunity to give the Olam Chizuk, particularly Yana Diyoma, and we have this tremendous chos to have invited Rabbi Friedman, Mimuchina, to come, Rosh Mimuchina, and he's been here being Marbet's Torah for, decades probably, longer than I'm here. And it really led the way for chinuch many, many, many bnei Torah and nechamim. And it's a big zchus to have him be Ma'ir the Olam in honor of upcoming Yom Tov Kavos HaTorah. So it's a big kavod kon, Rabbi Friedman. Shekoyach.
Shekoyach. Tonight, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Klal Yisrael is going on Midbar Sinai. V'yichem Sham Yisrael Neged Ahor. We all know it says, Yish Echad, Belev Echad. And Yom Sheini is Atem Tili, Mamleches Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh. That Klal Yisrael becomes the Mamleches Koyanim. They become the nation of where the English priests, godly princes, Mamleches Koyanim Sorim V'Goy Kodesh, and afterwards becomes the Shloshes Yimei Hagbola and Maimer HaSinai. I was thinking, Chayra, has been the Seyda HaDvorim from Maimer HaSinai? Shchodesh Sivan Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, and the sort of a build-up to Atem Tili, Malachas Koinim V'Goy Kodesh, then the Shloshes Yimei Hagbola, and then there is Maimer HaSinai. There's obviously a Seder and a reason why it has to be built up in such a oifen. So, Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, L'Chayra, we all understand, we're coming from the Yimei HaSvira, and the Yimei HaSvira is L'Yinagu Kovid Zeh Lo Zeh, Klal Yisroel. The Talmid of Akiva had a tremendous loss because they were not noyeg kovid zeh lo zeh. When there's loynagu kovid zeh lo zeh, rachmona litzlan, they were nifter. It's impossible, at least in my mind, to understand why such a great voynish for loynagu kovid zeh lo zeh. But that's what Chazal say. Chazal say that when they loynagu kovid zeh lo zeh, Mimela, they had to have been killed out. But akaponim, you see how grave the chait of loynagu kovid zeh lo zeh, that the Torah couldn't continue. Surah Meshech Chochma in Parshas Yisroi says, "Yanu kolom yachtov," that the yachtov, you need a yachtov. Without a yachtov, you don't have a Matan Torah. He says, because within a group of Klal Yisroel, not everyone has every mitzvah. People have karka, people are keihanim, levim. Even in Torah, people that are learning the Torah kol hayoyim, people are less. Everyone has their nekuda, and through the yachtov, you have the whole kiyum haTorah. So perhaps that's the pshat of Yichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor. You need the first maimed of Yichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor to be able to go and create a maimed HaSinai. In order to have a maimed HaSinai, you need first of Yichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor that Klal Yisrael wants to be mekabel the Torah in its totality together. And Avada, you can add on to the Verta, the Meshech Chochma, is that every single Yid has a chelik in Torah that another Yid doesn't have. Every single person has a chelik in Torah, the Torosa Yega Yoyma V'loyla. And if I can't get your Torah, and he can't get his Torah, and everyone can't get everyone's Torah, then you don't have a Kiyama Torah. Kiyama Torah can only be when you Gans Klal Yisrael together, everyone has everyone else's chelik in Torah. And when everyone has everyone else's chelik in Torah, you have a chelik in Torah. But the Mamleches Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh seems to be such an important point that it comes before Shloshes Yimei Hagbola and it becomes before Maimed HaSinai. And perhaps the Hesbe is that the Mamleches Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh is really an identity of Klal Yisrael, who we are. In the Svarim, it's been given a name as Yom HaMeyuchas, that Klal Yisrael gets their yichus. The yichus means who I am, to who I belong, what's my calling. where Mamleches Koyim and Vegay Kaddish. And afterwards, Kamaim and Hasina. Many times you hear from people, Torah, so many laws, so many mitzvahs. You see in Chazal, even by certain Rishoyim, Mila Nefishin, it's very hard. It's famous, Dubna Magid, Le'oisi Kerosa Yaakov, Kiyoga Bi Yisrael, famous Marshal, where the person's coming back from the station, carrying his, bringing back his friend's suitcase, and the Yid is waiting, and he sees the person schlepping the suitcase, and says, no, it's not my suitcase. He described it exactly. He says, no. You're huffing and puffing, you're out of breath, my suitcase is not so heavy. Says the Dubna Magid, when a Yid feels that the Torah is too hard, it's too heavy, if it's too heavy, it's too hard. There's mumchim that teach people how to lift weights. It, the only chelik of the kunz is also how to hold it. Because if you hold it in the wrong position, you hurt your back, you hurt your body. The Torah HaKadosha is the Rechei Da'akinoyim. And if a person feels that it's a burden, it's too hard, about it is oil Torah, but when the burden becomes not geschmack and not enjoyable, loyoisi kerasa Yaakov, sozok the Dubna Magid, kiyoga bi Yisrael. The mamleches koyin in the goy kodesh, a person has to realize how lucky he is to be a Yid. It's interesante zach. First time you say Shema and Kabonis, you say first, Ashreinu matoiv chalkeinu manom goyaleinu, Ashreinu shanachnu mashkim mariv merve, but vonim palaim Shema Yisrael. It's only after Ashreinu that we say Shema Yisrael. We realize the gliklich, how lucky we are, how special we are, how choshev we are. Then we can say Shema Yisrael. And again, Boich Abam Yisrael Bahava, we feel chosen. We can go say Krishma. Mamish bedugma, to the Chum Ba'is Rishon, Chazal tells him, Sech Tesyuma, Shleboruch Ba'toyra Tchilo. You would think, if you can think of so many different Averis, what Klal Yisrael would do wrong. Like the Zorah, Gilarai, Shvichadon. Why was the Chum Ba'is Amigdash? By the way, if you know the Gemara, Tov Azeh Shol Neviim, ganze list how we found out. Ad, Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzo, Shlei Baruch, Oysi Kero. The Gemara says, because, Halavai Oysi Ozis Rosh Hashmo, Shlei Baruch Hu Ba'atoy Retchila. And the Rishoyin Mutshuzach, what does that mean? You didn't say, Birchas HaToy Rechurm Beis HaMikdosh. The Teretz is clear, because if you're not machshiv something, you don't have cheshivis for something, what's the Torah worth? The Torah is just a small detail in your life. How can that be have any specialty? How can that have any chashivas? It doesn't. You're not machshim what you're doing. What churban bias happens? Shloim baruch hu b'toyra tchilo, because they were machshiv. If you're not machshiv something, you don't have from it. You don't realize that it's not special. It's not chashiv. You can sit and learn a whole day, but if you're not machshiv what you're doing, shloim baruch hu b'toyra tchilo. Can sign that's the Zelbi Yisoid. The Mamleches Koyin and Begoy Kodesh is the Yisoid. And the Torah is, now you have a different Torah. The Torah is the Torah of Mamleches Koyin and Begoy Kodesh. A person gets a job in a big firm, he becomes an executive. Doesn't ask. Oh, the first thing he wants to know is, what are the rules? Right? Musa'olim, Ma Yeshbo, what does it say there? They don't get it. Because it's not about what it says. And I know many, many times, I've been at a maimed, you know, more thousands even get together, there's G'dayla Yisrael there, and you had a maimed for a few hours, and your mamash, you leave, wow, Yidden, Leim Dei Torah, G'dayla Torah, Tamid HaChachamim, it's a maimed, you get together, you leave, you feel so rejuvenated, so geschmack, such an ambiance, such a matzev, such a esroimimus. It happened to me many times when I leave and I come back and I tell people, wow, so what they say, what were the speakers, what they say, so what, here's the kasha, what did Rosh Yeshiva say over there, what teretz did he say, so you mean for that kasha, that teretz, that you want to, you right away take apart the whole matzev because, oh, it's not about a kasha, it's not about a teretz, it's about experiencing what it is. Amam leches koyin in the goy kodesh, the goyim want to know, maksiv be, what stay dotten, we sing, oh, it's not for me. You notice a ger, when he wants to become a ger, what do? Tell him, hold the shver halachas, you think you'll chase him away. He's not going to learn Torah. He learns Torah. Even a shaiva, if he gets a lot of learn Torah, before he becomes a yid. even to learn the Ikka mitzvahs, if he could do the mitzvahs, or get a limit of Torah, is a shayla about in the Paiskim. But a ger is not shaykh to a guy is not shaykh to Torah, because he can't see the beauty. Because in the Torah is the beauty, because it's coming from a yid that's a mamleches koyin of the guy kodosh. A guy once told me, I finished a book, I don't drive a fancy car, but he once went to a Ferrari place, and he was there, and I said, I don't know. And the guy walks in, he goes, can I buy a Ferrari? And the guy says, oh, listen, I got all types. He goes, what does it cost? He goes, you don't belong here. Go to the Buick store down the block. People that buy Ferrari don't use the price. Klal Yisrael is nasev and ishma. Torah, it's not, whatever it is, we're here. We want it. Guy offers a job in a very hush of a company. He's going to get a top-notch job. He's going to be the head of the company. This, the COVID, the guilt, the zahn. He doesn't start asking, you know, what type of tie you have to wear when you show up. Can you wear a flannel shirt or a t-shirt? These questions don't get, whatever it is, I'll take care of it. I need that position. I have to get to there. It's not, but that's what Mamleches Koyin in the Goy Kaddish is. That's what a Klal Yisrael is. That's what we are, and that's what we stand for. The Emes is, you see it in davening also by Yom Tovim. Very interesting. He says, I got so long in Megillah. And then you say, but Titan Lono, I shouldn't get a Bahav, I have a Simcha, Chagamatzis, Chagasukis, Chagashwurs. Why are we saying that for? The whole long thing is because really the Yontif is a Tetzah of the Liebshaft of the Ahav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. A lot of times you look at the do's and don'ts. They say over Samaisa, who was once a kid, and the Nebuch wasn't on the path. His father took him to Psagres, the Tzaddik, Elach Yid. The Tzaddik, Elach Yid, asked him, what's the pshat? Why are you having such a hard time with Torah and Mitzvahs? He said, the Rebbeinu Shloim is so tough, he's so mean, he wants this, he wants that, he wants this, he wants that. It's too hard for me, just not for me. The Tzaddik looked at him and says, you know, me and you both agree. In your Rebbeinu Shloim, I don't need to believe in. In your Torah, I don't need to believe in. But the Rebbeinu Shloim and the Torah and mitzvahs are geshmak. It's a cheshivas. It's a glick. We're lucky to be a yid. Taka, your Torah, your Rebbeinu Shloim, I'm also a kaifa in that. It's the wrong Rebbeinu Shloim you're carrying around. You don't really understand what Torah and mitzvahs. You have to reteach the person what Torah and mitzvahs is all about. It's not understanding it right. Klayoke asks, Parshas Emor, it's in the Santa Zach, and it's not only Klayoke, a lot of Mepharshim ask this question. Why is that you don't find in Har Sinai, you don't find that Maimon Har Sinai in the Torah was given on a certain on Shavuos till today? I'm opening the Gemara after Shabbos, it's given on Vav Zion. It's not clear. Ganzer Machloikes in the Gemara. When was nit in the Torah? When was it given? It's not a clear. We don't know when it is. So the Klayoka says an unbelievable thing. The Klayoka says that the Torah didn't want to write specifically when it is. Because then we would do the Torah that day, and that's it. So the Torah is being meramis to you that Maimon Har Sinai is all the time. Every time. It's always here. It's said over a similar, so, with a different knage, from the Rishiva, the Baron, Zatzal, that he used to say, that for everything, there's a Zeicha. Sukkah is a Zeicha, Lanani HaKovet, Pesach is a Zeicha, Litzis Mitzrayim. But Shavuos, we don't, there's no Zeicha. Why don't we do anything with Zeicha? Yeah, there's Minhagim that we do. But there's no zeicha, a thing of a zeicha. Rashida Rabban used to say, Amor de Kazakh. He said, a zeicha is only befitting for something that you don't have, you have to remember. Person went on a trip, he had a special journey, he paid a lot of money, he went to visit some country, some place. He wants to remember, he takes out a picture, he takes out his videos, he wants to remember it. But Maimon Har Sinai is always there. It's every day in our lives. Hamalamed as benoy Torah kila kibla mahar Sinai. This ma'amin Sinai is be'ema b'yir b'resmezay. This halachas balkeri. How a person has to be aima b'yir b'resmezay. Why from Har Sinai? Har Sinai is a constant ma'amin. It's a constant time. It's a constant place. So it's constantly here. Shavuos is just reliving that ma'amid. But avada navada, ma'amid ha-sinai is at every moment. It's a famous marshal. I once heard the marshal for something else, but then I heard it from a baldarshan, it was Nageya. Ma'amid ha-sinai. And a lot of times, you know, we lose focus. I once opened one of the so-called Hamish magazines, and it said, Shavuos is not only about cheesecake. So Mamish thought under I was going to see a list of shiurim in the community. He says, no, Shavuos is not only about cheesecake. Think cheese blintzes, cheese burekas, cheese. Other things, there's not only cheesecake, there's other things also. It's there was once a Yid, he was in Ushtot, he was a Groisig Gevir, he was the Rosh HaKol of the city. Him and his wife were Baba Yomim. It's time to get an Edom. Goes to the local, finds where the local Choshevs, the yeshiva is. He travels, he goes out, and he comes to the yeshiva, a few hundred bucks, and he goes to the yeshiva, you know me, you heard of me, I sent you money over the years, I've been a supporter, get me the best bacha here. Guy brings out a psabacha. Mamish, the Gashmias, the Beruchnias, the Maru, the Koima, the Chochma, the Yira, Mash, Alamailas. He goes over to the Bacha, he says, Tire Bacha, maybe you want to come back to my city. You know what I have? Have you waiting? I have a whole business that's going to support you, and you're going to sit and learn Torah. I have a whole swarm room, and you'll be saying Shiurim for the whole city. It's going to be Gabaldi. Bacha's so excited. Comes to the shtot, he comes to the city, and he sees, first he shows him the company, the factory, Bach sech shem sech, take me to besmet. No, I mean, kemachin toiri, you have to see how you're going to live, how you're going to learn. Nishpashit. Okay, he shows him the beautiful business, then he shows him the house he's going to live in, then he shows him the besmedrish, and all the people that come, they all want to hear shiurim, gevaldik. After a few days, the Bach says, I saw the business, I saw the company, I saw the house, I saw everything of it. I want to go in. So the guy tells him, me and my wife are an older couple. We don't have any children. But we're looking for an Eidim. And we very, very much would like you to be our Eidim. And we're going to give you everything. Money, sitting and learning, and a business, and a factory. And you're going to be our Eidim. The Nimshel, the Chavada, Gevaldi Gezach, people look at Shavuos. You have this, you have that, you have this, you have the Alle Gute Zachen, Alle Gevaldi Gezachen. Of the Kala, the Ike Zach. Perhaps we can link to the same Nikud over here. Adeshalit Baruchu Batoira Tchila is the Cheshivas. Even Meretach Tatiba, Bnei Toira, Baruch Hashem, Kulam Ahuvim. I'm speaking to myself, I'm speaking a little louder, so others can hear also. But even when we go to Shavuos, and the Ikir Tech, not the cheesecake, and not even the cheese blintzes, and all the cheese barakas, and everything else, but the Ikir Tech, Torah HaKadosha. But how much is it, do we feel the pride of the Mamleches Koyin and the Goy Kodesh? How much do we feel, G'dayli Yisrael felt, Nebuch, the Yid's not going to have anything. It's a brach, it's Nebuch. He's not Zoicha. So you do it a Meiser, a Baron Kotler. Went to a Gvir once for money. I heard the Eidus. Amos Buhn, he said over the Meiser to me. He repeated, it's printed, but he repeated the Meiser to me. He said he was there with Rabaron, and he asked the guy for money. And the guy was very, very negative, spoke very not nice. And Rabaron's tears in his eye. Amos Buhn started telling this Yid, this Yid was still from Europe, he had a Shikla HaSoga, who G'dayli Yisrael was. said, you realize who this is? This is the Chofetz Chaim, Reb Chaim Moshe, here in America. Yeah, he said, it's not negay, Zeit gesund. So he walked out and he sees Reb Aaron has tears in his eyes. Amen says, what's the Rashiva in that Bechle? Reb Aaron looked at him and goes, you think I'm upset? I'm crying for him. I'm crying for him. The Yid has no schusim. He has nothing. Nishkan Shabbos, Nishkan Shabbos. I thought I'll have the schus of Achzokas HaTorah. And now I see that he's not zeichet to that also. Of them berich tzebrochen. That's the Hasog of a Godel. Hasog of a Godel is you see another Yid doesn't have the Torah and Mitzvahs. He doesn't have the Malechus Koin of the Goy Kodosh. He doesn't have a Yiddish Shtolz, a Yiddish pride. He doesn't have even, he's losing a fila, you know, a Yid. In his worst matzah fort, a Kenish was not a Yid lernen. Was not a Yid. He grew up, he had a psishtikal zika to Yiddishkeit. Crying for another Yid because he doesn't have Torah and mitzvahs. The avoda of a Yid is perhaps in these days, avada to mechazik zayin in Torah. But just to be mechazik nochem on Torah, is to go to the root, to the shayrish. To the shayrish. Tzidua, everyone knows this, I'm just repeating it. That the Godel Ador, Moshe Feinstein, Zayzech Tzadik, Kodesh Lorch, used to say that there were many Yidden in America, Talmidei Chachamim, that weren't zoiche to give over the Torah to their children, never their children went astray. Why did it happen? The Godel Ador said, because there were two types of Yidden. There were Yidden, those have gesetzt and gelernt, they given to schwer zu sein, a Yid. And it was on, they sat and learned Nebuch. And then there were Yid who said, wie geschmack zu sein, a Yid. And that Torah is given over. But perhaps, nicht nur that Torah was given over, but that Torah is an andere Torah. So a Torah fin geschmack, so a Torah fin glicklich. So you do where a Baruch Be'er walked in the street once and he saw a big guy. And he was smiling. I think I heard this mice from my Rishiv Reb Shmuel Birnbaum. He said, over, as Reb Baruch Be'er gesagt, wie kann er schmeicheln? And he said, pshat na Rashba. Gesagt pshat na Rashba. What's he smiling? Didn't understand that I saw someone just give out a psakuntras. I'm schmoozing from Reb Shmuel Birnbaum. He said, came to America and the guy was masking what sports is. So the guy stands there with a bat and throws a ball and he hits it and the oilam for days and weeks and months afterwards analyzed if he would have hit it this way, would have hit it that way, and he could have went this way, could have went that way, he could have won the game, and his team would have won, and that means they could have went to a bigger team and another team. Shulbeam said, "Das is oilam hazer. Ain't oilam hazer is a steak, oilam hazer is a Cadillac, das is oilam hazer." Gedoyli Yisrael looked at Torah mitzvahs. The Geschmack to design Torah, everything else was like not important. But perhaps the Ikra Ikrim is the Baruch Hu Torah Tchila and the Tzitzis Antazach. What is the Bracha Birchas HaTorah? Asher Baruch HaBonu Mikol HaAmim. It's not a Baruch Hashem, Asher Eged Shem Tzoyis V'Al Mitzis Limer HaTorah. Asher Baruch HaBonu Mikol, that's the Bracha. Because a Yid before he learns Torah has to know the Glik Lecher is. How beautiful it is. I once brought a Yid, a survivor. I brought him down to our Moisid. Speak to the boys. That was extent. I substituted Daf Yomishe many, many times. Kashas at the Kemalish Gefreg. He sat by the Shir. Nice. Did what he's supposed to. But he walked in and he looked and he saw tears in his eyes. A Yid versteht. This is the Mesiris HaTorah from one door to the next. Et is verstanden. Also ich weiß, et is verstanden. Because obviously someone once ingrained in him the Chashivas, the Mesiris HaTorah, the Ashabach HaBon Mikol HaAmin, the Vahar of No Hashem Lekein was the Resros HaBefinu. Just want to be Messiah. The schos to be in such a gewaldige Mokum Torah here. It's a taka gewaldig where the Limud HaTorah is throughout the day. in the light, Balbatim, the Ishtanun Koilim, Nacht Koilim, Benazdorim, children's programs, Bochum programs, Atlantis. It's a revolution. And I heard over, I was in Lakewood once, and someone said, you want to show someone what a dugma of an out-of-town koil is, North Miami Beach, because I didn't even know I was shy to South Florida. Said, North Miami Beach koil, that's a dugma. We show a younger man, we tell him what the koyach ha-toyra, what the koyach of a mokim toyra is, what it can do. It makes a revolution. The koyches that it brings, and the Baruch Hashem, the zoycha over the years, to meet a lot of the younger light, it's, you have such a habit to come in. Well, you walk in here, it's Olam Hazeh. These are my Rishivah from Ben, I'm always to say, isn't it? No such thing as Messias Nefesh. You should just tell a girl to come to him, there's a Kala, Gevaldik, she's so happy, she would eat. Shmuel Ben asked, why are you marrying your chosni? He's going to learn in Torah. He says, I want to be Messias Nefesh. Like, no, it's not for you. Messias Nefesh for Torah, this is wrong. Be gliklach du bist at the hosta ben Torah. At the best Messias Nefesh, it's mamish the shmuz that we said. So Baruch Hashem, the oilam here, Stazar Geshmak, and Melant, and Stazar Revolution, and Baruch Hashem, and Stazar Yibigadreit, and we're going to bigger Mekoymes HaTorah, the Mamish, keep this, Maimon HaSin, I just want to share with the oilam, and Muki Yosef, I'm sure many of you know it, there's a Muki Yosef, Sechtes Bava Basra, the Gemara in Bava Basra says, Yishesh L'choyli B'Soich Beiso, if someone has a sick person in the house, Yeylech Eitzel Chochem, V'Yevakish Ol Rachman, he should go to a chacham, and he should ask him to daven. We know that, everyone knows. You go to Elch Yidin, you ask a name, it's an Amal Azach, Rakshol Rachm. But then Mugi Yosef says, at the end of this piece, Amor Yidik Azach, Uminek Bitzorfas, that you go to a chacham at Toifis Yeshiva. V'yavakashol of Rachman. So you stay. The Nemuke Yosef, last I checked, is not a Tamim and Hogim. Not that it's not a minik safe. It's all Kulei Rishonim and all. What's he bringing this in? That it's and what's Mechates and where does he get this from? So my angefallen, I'll share with the oil. If you mask him, is good. If not, I won't be insulted. Perhaps the pshat is like this: a Chacham HaToyfes Yeshiva is someone that took Achrayas for a Maimon Har Sinai. Peter Klayoka, the Pshat is every single day of the year has Maimon Har Sinai. We know Maimon Har Sinai is Rapa Kol HaKoilam. Kol HaKoilam, Royim Es HaKoilas Es HaLapidim, Oizen, Royah. And Rashi brings the Chazal, there wasn't an Ivid, there wasn't a Suma, there wasn't a Cherish, everyone was Nisrapa Kol HaKoilam. Vaisachois, Maimon Har Sinai has a Koyach to be Nisrapa Koilam. Who has the Koyach of Maimon Har Sinai? Klayoka says Maimon Har Sinai is all the time. Rabban says, learning Torah, does the Chaimer Hasina alone. It's not a Zeicha. So a Chochem that was Toifis Yeshiva, that took Achrayas for this Maimon Hasina, that teaches Torah in this, has a gewaldiges chus to be Nesrab Merape Kol HaChoylem, take a fregen, take a beten by the Alech HaChomim, the Toifsa Yeshiva, Rosh HaKoylem, take a have this chus to be Mevakesh Olam Rachmim, Klal Yisrael needs so many Yeshuas and Nefuas and Brochus, Deib Shazal Helfin. You should be Zoicha, go keg Maimon Har Sinai, just like Maimon Har Sinai was then, of Nisrapa Kol HaChoylem. We should all be gebenched and have a good gebench yontif and a good yontif.